Iraqi oil exports to Turkey have been stopped almost as soon as they started. An explosion at a giant oil pipeline in northern Iraq this weekend has completely cut off the flow of oil. NPR's Anne Gerrels is in Baghdad. Anne, can you tell us what happened with this pipeline?
Well, basically, two things happened. U.S. engineers cite unwise practices as Iraqis tried to push too much oil through the line when it was open on Wednesday, putting too much pressure on infrastructure that, you know, basically hadn't been adequately repaired because of 13 years of sanctions. But as you noted, there also appears to have been another explosion along the line. It took 24 hours to put the fire out. We don't know why the explosion happened, whether it was from sabotage or from criminals trying to tap into the line. Whatever, the result is the line's down.
Now, there were worries about its vulnerability from the beginning. Is there any notion as to who might be responsible?
No. It could either be criminals or it could be, you know, Saddam supporters trying to, you know, undermine the U.S.
What was the reaction back in Baghdad?
Well, basically, that it's going to take several days to fix. Up to now, Iraq's only been able to export from the south, but there are problems there, too. And we've seen violent protests around the key southern city of Basra and simmering anger throughout Iraq at power outages and long gas lines. I mean, while this has been a disruption of exports, the general disruption of oil distribution has worsened power cuts and support for the U.S. What you've got here is a vicious cycle. Power stations need fuel to produce electricity. Refineries need electricity to provide fuel. And just like the pipeline, electricity has also been affected by looting or, you know, whether it's sabotage or criminals, we don't know.
Well, and as you pointed out, Anne, this pipeline and the oil that Iraq has was expected to help reconstruction rather than hinder it. To what extent is the U.S. being blamed for this as a security breach?
Well, the U.S. is being blamed. I mean, these problems were created by the unrest and the lack of security that resulted from the U.S. invasion. The Iraqis had huge, perhaps unrealistic, expectations of what the U.S. could and would do when they came in. Disappointment and conspiracy theories now abound. There's huge suspicion that the U.S. wants to cripple Iraq and is deliberately not doing enough to fix the problems. There are some here who say the U.S. is sending Iraqi oil to Israel. The bottom line is that the U.S. has so far failed to persuade Iraqis it has their interests at heart. And in the meantime, you know, this oil, getting this oil out, is enormously important to the U.S. The U.S. is going to have a huge budget deficit vis-a-vis Iraq this year. And Paul Bremer, the U.S. administrator, has said that, you know, if more money can't be found, there's going to be a far bigger deficit next year.
By any measure, a setback.
By any measure, a big setback.
NPR's Anne Gerrels in Baghdad. Thank you very much, Anne.
Thank you.